Just 2 days ago on Monday, while I was driving beneath Hawk Ridge, a low-flying adult bald eagle circled in the blue sky just above my car. Eagles are still migrating through Duluth. Their numbers usually peak at 20 to 25 a day over Hawk Ridge sometime in late November or early December. Cold temperatures are no threat to an eagle's survival as long as it has food. Of course, the bald eagle, unlike its distant relative the golden eagle, does very little hunting on land. It fishes. So naturally, bald eagles can't remain in an area once the water freezes, but they often remain in the north near rivers, especially ones with dams. There are several places along the Wisconsin River and Mississippi River where large numbers of eagles can be seen during the coldest of winters, and even Alaska and Canada count bald eagles among their winter residents. Bald eagles are excellent fishers. They have no feathering on their legs to minimize drag when their feet drop into the water to pull up a fish. Their talons are muscular and sharp, and they have no difficulty carrying a fish weighing 20% of their weight. Males weigh 8 to 9 pounds, and females, which are always larger in birds of prey, weigh 10 to 14 pounds. One ornithologist tested an eagle's weight-carrying capacity in 1937. He anchored a 4-pound dead pickerel to an underwater rock weighing about 10 pounds. A female eagle grasped the fish in her talons, but was unable to lift it and the rock both. She did succeed in dragging the fish and rock about 20 feet along the bottom, but not out of the water. Then in June 1969, one adult bald eagle attacked and killed a female Arctic loon, which weighed between 5 and 6 pounds. The eagle couldn't pull the loon out of the water, so it swam with it to the nearest shore, using its wings as paddles. The name eagle comes from the Latin word aquila, for dark, or aquilo, for the north wind, which often darkened the sky. The word aquiline has the same derivation. It describes the large, hooked nose that resembles an eagle's beak. Our eagle is said to be bald because the white feathers on the head remind some people of the naked head of a vulture. Oddly enough, bald, spelled B-A-L-L-E-D in Middle English, meant shining white, so the name is at least a little appropriate. Benjamin Franklin was familiar with the eagle's habit of robbing ospreys of their fish and deplored the choice of the eagle as the national symbol. He termed it a bird of bad moral character. But the eagle inspires a sense of majesty in most people who see it. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote of it, "He clasps the crag with crooked hands, close to the sun in lonely lands, ringed with the azure world, he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt, he falls." But despite the bald eagle's regal appearance, its call is anything but majestic. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.